Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi friends, it's Rosie here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. Today, we're diving into a concept that hits close to home for many of us, the klesha asmita, or egoism, and its role in our daily struggles. A few days ago, I found myself anxiously awaiting to hear back from my book editor. It's a moment that always puts my patience to the test. There's this instinctual dread that creeps in, anticipating negative feedback. You know how it goes. You could receive mounds of positive feedback, but the moment that one negative critique comes through, it's like everything else fades away. This is where the ego comes into play. It's this relentless pursuit of validation and identity from external sources that can leave us feeling empty and inadequate. For example, someone might base their entire self-worth on their career success, constantly seeking praise and recognition in the workplace. Similarly, individuals may tie their identity solely to their relationships, deriving their sense of self from their status as a partner or parent, losing sight of their intrinsic value beyond those roles. In practical terms, it's the attachment to ego and the false identity it creates. So back when I was working as a personal assistant, I took immense pride in my job. It felt like validation of all the hard work I'd put in. But deep down, I carried this sense of insecurity, stemming from a past where positive validation was rare. So when I finally landed a cushy assistant role, the praise I received felt like a lifeline, until one mistake shattered that illusion. And suddenly, the source of my validation became a breeding ground for anxiety and self-doubt. I tried endlessly to reclaim that feeling of worthiness. I'd show up at work even when I was sick, go above and beyond 24/7, neglecting my health and relationships, all in pursuit of that validation fix. It was during my initial yoga teacher training that I first encountered the concept of the kleshas. The moment I heard about this particular one, the ego, something clicked, and I made the decision to step back and reevaluate everything in my life. The egoic self traps us in a cycle of seeking approval and validation from others, leading to feelings of inadequacy and insecurity. For example, defining our self-worth based on social status or material possessions can lead to a never-ending quest for validation that ultimately leaves us feeling empty and unfulfilled. Sometimes understanding these patterns can empower us to release our dependence on external validation. For me, this was about recognizing that our worth is not defined by external factors, but by our inherent value as human beings. Here are some tips that helped me recognize my ego, or what I like to call my I am-ness. Number one, self-reflection. Set aside time each day for self-reflection. Take a few moments to sit quietly and observe your thoughts, emotions, and sensations without judgment. Number two, mindful awareness. Practice mindfulness throughout your daily activities. Pay attention to how you identify yourself in different situations. Notice when you attach labels or definitions to yourself, such as, I am successful, or I am a failure. By bringing awareness to these moments, you can start to see how your self-perception influences your thoughts and behaviors. Number three, questioning beliefs. Challenge your beliefs about yourself by questioning their validity. When you notice thoughts arising that reinforce your sense of identity, for example, I am not good enough, ask yourself if these beliefs are based on facts or if they are simply assumptions. By questioning these beliefs, you can begin to loosen their grip on your sense of self. By incorporating these mindfulness tips into your daily routine, you can develop a deeper awareness of your I am-ness and cultivate a more balanced and compassionate relationship with yourself. If you want to share your thoughts with me on today's episode, find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, take care and stay true to yourself. I'll see you back here soon.